stronger than cockroaches. You step on a pixie, you'd better be wearing thick soles.
Nanny, you can't give them the island. It doesn't belong to you, said Magrat.
It don't belong to anyone, said Nanny.
It belongs to the king.
Ah, well, what's his is yours, so give him the island and Verence can sign a bit of paper later on.
It's worth it, Nanny added. A rent of not stealing our cows is well worth it. Otherwise you'll see cows zipping around very fast. Backwards, sometimes.
Without their legs moving, said Agnes.
Right.
Well, Magrat began.
And they'll be useful, Nanny added, lowering her voice. Fighting's what they like best.
Whist, yon fillet free, Eckersburr.
Drinking's what they like best, Nanny corrected herself.
Nay, hoon the scallon.
Drinking and fighting's what they like best, said Nanny.
And snufflin' kubisti.
And stealing cows, said Nanny. Drinking, fighting, and stealing cows is what they like best. Listen, Magrat, I'd rather have them in here pissing out than outside pissing in. There's more of them and they'll make your ankles all wet.
But what can they do? Said Magrat.
Well, Grebo's frightened of them, said Nanny. Grebo was two worried eyes, one yellow, one pearly white, in the shadows. The witches were impressed. Grebo had once brought down an elk. There was practically nothing that he wouldn't attack, including architecture.
I'd have thought they'd have no trouble with vampires then, said Agnes.
Ach, kenne, flicky, flicky, you think we're flares the forest fitters, sneered a blue man.
They can't fly, said Nanny.
It's quite a nice island. Even so, Magrat mumbled.
Girl, your husband was messing around with politics, which is why we're in this trouble. And to get, you've got to give. Now he's ill, and you're queen, so you can do as you like, right? There's no one who can tell you what to do, isn't that so?
Yes, I suppose so.
So damn well give 'em the island, and they've got something here to fight for. Otherwise they'll just push on through anyway, and nick all our livestock on the way. Dress that up in fancy talk, and you've got politics.
Nanny, said Agnes.
Yep.
Don't get angry. But you don't think Granny's doing this on purpose, do you? Keeping back, I mean, so that we have to form a three and work together.
Why'd she do that?
So we develop insights and pull together and learn valuable lessons, said Magrat.
Nanny paused with her pipe halfway to her lips.
No, she said. I don't reckon Granny'd be thinking like that because that's soppy garbage. Here, you blokes, here's the key to the drinks cupboard in the scullery. Bugger off and have fun. Don't touch the stuff in the green bottles because it's... Yeah, I expect you'll be all right.
There was a blue blur and the room was cleared.
We've got things Granny ain't got, said Nanny.
Yes, said Agnes.
Magrat's got a baby. I've got no scruples. And we've both got you.
What good will I be?
Well, for one thing, you're in two minds about everything.
There was a tinkle of glass from the scullery and a scream of,
Ah, yes, Givens, yes, look at it, a fistful of heat.
Creeves.
Shishu, he'll wait. Someone hold me coat. Good. Yeah, now, someone hold his arms. Stitch this, fram a brinnet goggle.
Some more glass broke.
We'll all go back into the castle, said Nanny, on our terms. Face this count down. And we'll take garlic and lemons and all the other stuff, and some of Mr. Oates's holy water. You can't tell me all that stuff together won't work.
And they'll let us in, will they? Said Agnes.
They'll have a lot to think about, said Nanny. What with a mob at the gates?
We can nip in round the back.
What mob? Said Magrat.
We'll organise one, said Nanny.
You don't organise a mob, Nanny, said Agnes. A mob is something that happens spontaneously.
Nanny Ogg's eyes gleamed.
There's 79 Ogs in these parts, she said. Spontaneous it is, then.
Her gaze fell for a moment on the forest of familial pictures, and then she removed a boot and hammered on the wall beside her. After a few seconds, they heard a door bang and footsteps pass in front of the window. Jason Ogg, blacksmith and head male of the Ogg clan, poked his head around the front door.
Yes, Mum?
There's going to be a spontaneous mob storming the castle in, half an hour, said Nanny. Put the word out.
Yes, Mum.
Tell everyone I said it ain't compulsory for them to be there, of course, Nanny added.
Jason glanced at the hierarchy of Ogs. Nanny didn't have to add anything more to that sentence. Everyone knew that the cat's box sometimes needed lining.
Yes, Mum. I'll tell...